right, open your Bibles this evening to the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 2. Jeremiah, chapter number 2. And I am glad to have my mother with me tonight. I am. She took care of me when I was meaner than a striped snake. Sneak out at night and try to sneak back in, and she'd lock the window on me. I'd have to knock, and she'd have to let me in, got caught. I'm glad I'm saved. I enjoyed that song tonight. Jeremiah chapter number 2. I'm going to read a couple of verses tonight and bring what the Lord has put upon my heart. Begin reading at verse number 1. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Let's bow our heads tonight and pray. Our Father, we're so grateful tonight for your marvelous grace. We thank you for your love. Thank you for salvation, Lord. I want to thank you for saving my soul. You've been so good to me. Lord, you bless me much more than what I deserve. And Lord, I ask you tonight to anoint us with the Holy Ghost. Fill us with the power of the Holy Ghost. Give us unction tonight to preach your infallible word. And our Father, we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated this evening. Soon be 43 years. Preacher Lawson has mentioned a minute ago about the church here is September 21st, 1981, that I surrendered to preach the gospel of the grace of God. It'll soon be 43 years. It seems like it's flown by, but yet it's been a journey as well. As Pastor said, I have paid my dues. I've seen a lot in the ministry. I've seen a lot, but you know something? God's never forsaken me. He's been with me all the way. And I want to thank him for it. I really do. Sometimes didn't look like the sun was going to rise again. But glory to God, the S-O-N rose. Amen. Amen. All right. I want to look tonight in Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a unique prophet. And I've read and studied through the book of Jeremiah many, many times. If you looked at my Bible, you'd see that I've got notes and I've underlined here and there. Jeremiah has always been an interesting individual to me. I've been studying the past couple of days, been on my heart about Jeremiah. One thing that makes him very unique, and most of you that studied the Bible, you know exactly what I'm about to say, is the fact that God said this before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Now that shows us tonight our mighty God that we serve. Listen, he's all-knowing tonight. He knows everything. And before Jeremiah was ever conceived in his mother's womb, he said, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth, out of the womb, I sanctified thee. God set him apart. He called him for a specific purpose. And I want to deal with some of that tonight from the scripture. But he said this, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. A prophet unto the nations. God ordained him before he was ever even conceived in his mother's womb. Now that makes him pretty unique, doesn't it? Awfully unique. And the Bible said this, that Jeremiah said, Oh Lord, Behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. And I love this right here tonight. You deal with me just a moment, and I'll get to the message that God has put upon my heart tonight. But the Bible said this, that Jeremiah said, I'm a child. And I take that evident that Jeremiah was young when God came to him. Probably so. I don't know. The scripture doesn't say. But he said, I cannot speak. I'm a child. And the Lord said, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces. Oh, I'm telling you what, that really touches my heart right there. Be not afraid of their faces. I'm going to tell you tonight, people do not like the truth of the Word of God. And I'm going to deal with that here in just a little bit too. But he said, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. I tell you, I could shout right there. Amen. And I love this. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. God touched the mouth of Jeremiah. And when the Lord touched his mouth, behold, he said that the words of God came into his lips. They came into his mouth. And listen, all I know to do tonight is to study the Word of God, is to read this Bible. God gave us 66 books from Genesis to Revelation. All 66 books, and I can sit down and I can read from one scripture to the other. I can compare scripture with scripture. I can read over here and over here and watch God put things together, and God gives us understanding of his word. But Jeremiah did not have that. He did not have that sitting in front of him. But God touched his mouth and put his word in his mouth. Jeremiah had a very specific calling. He was called to preach to Jerusalem and the nations, and he prophesied before, during, and after the Babylonian captivity. Babylon came down and took Israel captive, and they became slaves again. And in my text that I read tonight, the Bible is saying this, that God begins to rehearse with Israel of something. And he said, told Jeremiah, said, go cry. I don't think that means whisper. I don't mean it was a talker, but it means to cry aloud. You wonder, why does that preacher preach so loud? I remember I was driving by a church one day, it's back when I was selling real estate, and I had an elderly lady in the car that's selling her house and was looking for a condo. And we drove by a church and she said, oh my, I don't like going there. And it just kind of confused me. I said, well, why? She said, that preacher preaches loud and those people like to shout. And I said, well, what's wrong with that? And she said, I just don't like it. And listen, I believe tonight that God has given us the gift, if anybody else, the joy that we can cry out to God. I don't see any reason tonight at all, unless it's fake and not of the Spirit of God, that we cannot lift up our voice and cry out. And listen, God gave a message to Jeremiah, and it was a message to get the attention of Jerusalem. And every once in a while, we need to be shaken up. God needs to shake us up. I'm going to tell you, we had some preaching last week, last Sunday morning and Sunday night, and the Word of God was preached. I'm telling you, that brother Sunday night, he laid out. I'm shocked, and at the time, down through the years of preaching and counseling of people that are getting ready to marry one another that don't know the difference between fornication and adultery. And I'm telling you, that brother laid it out straight. And listen, I'm the type of person tonight that I need preaching straight down the line. I don't sugarcoat it at all. I'm telling you, don't sweeten it up. Just preach it gun barrel straight to us just the way we are. I'm telling you, our pastor this morning preached a message on the abyss and on eternal hell. And I was thinking about that, and I thought about, as a preacher was preaching that, as he said tonight about this man that he read on the internet, that many years ago, my grandfather, he was a preacher. That's my mother's dad. He was a preacher, and he had a neighbor that was sickly, very sickly, at the very point of death. And my grandfather was a coal miner. They didn't have machines to go get down in the mines. They went down in there with mine cars and shovels and loaded the coal in them cars and pulled them back out of the mines. But my grandfather was an old drunk for years and got saved by the grace of God, and God called him to preach. And every day at lunchtime on the mines, he would take his lunch break and preach over the PA system, and he'd preach revival meetings. And those old miners said, "You hear that old drunk Collins got saved by the grace of God?" And said, "Let's go down and hear him tonight." And many of those coal miners got saved because of that. But listen, my grandfather lived just right down the road of a fellow that was very ill and sick. And he called one day, the wife did, of the man that was dying, and said, "Preacher Collins, can you come up here? My husband is in very bad shape." And my grandfather sat down and took him in his arms, held his whole upper body in his arms and cradled his neck under his arm. And that man began to scream out, "Pick me up, pull me up. My feet are on fire. My legs are on fire." And my grandfather stared into his face and watched him drop right off into hell. And I'm afraid tonight that there's many a people that's going to go to hell because they turned the word of God off, just like Israel did. Israel got in great big trouble. I'm telling you, they got themselves in a fix, and God's about to get their attention. He's going to shake them up by the word of the living God. Jeremiah came crying unto them, lifting up his voice, and he said, "Thus saith the Lord." I'm telling you, that carries power. You can tell me any story you want to, but let me tell you something, that this Bible has any story that I need to know. It has the path of life. It tells me about the past. It tells me about the present, and then I can look off into the future, glory to God. I know what's ahead of me. He said, "Listen, death, he took our death sting away from us. And I can see a land far away. Glory to God, I'm about to get happy tonight. You don't mind if I just have a spell, do you? I'm so glad that I'm born of God tonight. I was once lost, but glory to God, he found me." I was thinking about that when Brother Lawson's preaching about the abyss. I remember that night well. I'm glad. Thank God that he came and visited me that night. He didn't have to, but he stopped by my way. He showed me as a sinner and lost and on my way to hell. said, oh, preacher, I don't believe in scaring nobody. Listen, I do whatever I can to keep you out of hell. I'd get on my knees and crawl back if I knew you was lost and take you by the hand and said, I'll go down with you. Whatever you do, don't go to hell. It's real tonight. The rich man is still screaming and begging right now to keep him out of hell, to get out of that place. Just send me one drop of water, is what he cried. Just on the fingertip, just one to moisten that tongue. He said this, for I am tormented in these flames. Don't go to hell. Jeremiah came to the nation of Israel. He came to Jerusalem and he cried out under the ears of Jerusalem and said, thus saith the Lord. And God began to say this, said, I remember Israel. I remember you. I remember thee. And he said, the kindness, that is the beauty of your devotion. That's what he's talking about. He said, of thy youth. He's talking about his youth. He was talking about over there in Ezekiel chapter number 16. I love that chapter. I remember Preacher Lawson preaching that many, many years ago. There was that little old child laid out in the field with its umbilical cord still attached, but it was laying polluted in its own blood, corrupt and polluted. And the Lord said this, that I saw thee. Aren't you glad he sees you tonight? I'm glad he sees us tonight. I'm glad his eyes are toward us this evening. And listen, my dear friend, God said when he saw them, he said this, he saw them polluted in their own blood. Then he said, oh, it's a time for love. He said, when I saw thee polluted in thy blood, he said, I said unto thee, live. And said, when you were polluted, I said, live. And I'm telling you, God tonight is the author of life. He can give life, glory to God. And I'm glad he gave me life. Not just here, but eternal life. I got a future ahead of me. It ain't no dead end, but I just started to live. He said, I remember your youth. He said, the love of thine espousals, that is the engagement. Do you remember when you first got saved? You're here tonight and you remember when you first got saved. I'm telling you, when I got saved, there was such a radical change in me. I'm talking about radical. If I told you tonight the things that I've done in my past, you probably wouldn't listen another second to me. But thanks be unto God, they're under the blood. He's forgiven me. He's cast my sin as far as the east is from the west. He's cast them into the depths of the sea. And as the old timers said once before, they posted a no fishing sign. I've had people try to fish them out on me. I've had the devil, he every once in a while throws them up. But listen, there was a radical change in my life. I don't even have to say it, you can ask my family. Those that know me. My wife got saved a year before I did. A year. And it had a profound effect upon me. But oh, when you first get saved and you have that change, it's like you're up in the clouds. It's an experience that you never experienced with anything else. And I've done everything from shoot, dope, snort it, take it. I've done it all. But there's nothing that compares with the hand of God touching you tonight. You ever get filled with the Holy Ghost just one time? You ever get filled up to overflowing? I'm telling you, when your cup's full and it flows over into the saucer and you can't hardly contain, you'll never be satisfied with anything less. I enjoy it. I remember that. I remember when I was in the Army, I got saved, I'd sneak off every once in a while when I could and find me an old log somewhere and crawl down on my knees behind it. And I would bury my face in the ground and I'd talk to the one that I just met. I'd take my lunch breaks and I'd tie my little New Testament right there and I'd go outside the back while everybody was eating and I'd sit there and I'd read about the one I just met. And I'm telling you, I just couldn't get enough of it. I couldn't hardly stand it. I wanted all that God could possibly give me. And I searched and I sought out and I sought the face of God. And I finally found out what it means to be filled with the Spirit of God. God said to Jerusalem, Israel, said, I remember you. I remember when you went after me in the wilderness, in the land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, the first fruit of his increase, all that devour him. God said, I'm going to stand for my people. He said, all that shall offend, evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Said God said, I'll take care of Israel myself. That's my people over and over and over. You'll find out in Jeremiah where God said, despite what Jerusalem and Israel and Judea had done, God said, they're still my people. But they got in the land and said, the Lord said, you've forgotten me. In one place he said, you've even forgotten me days without number. Israel had turned to the people of the land, their prophets and their priests were inquiring of Baal. They were prophesying lies. Lies are being propagated, and I don't call it preaching across this land. There's many in the pulpit that say they're preachers, Mr. and Mrs. God don't call a woman to preach. Makes it hard for her to be the husband of one wife. Some of you caught on to what I say. They got polluted in the land. And you know what they done? They got comfortable with living that way. They were satisfied. When Jeremiah began to preach the word of God to them, I'm telling you, it shook up their apple cart. It tore them all to pieces. I'm telling you, they got mad at Jeremiah. They got angry at him and said, such a man like that deserves to die. And all Jeremiah's doing is trying to help them and tell them the truth. And he's preaching the word of God. I probably told you this before, but I'll just remind you that I remember it too. I preached the word of God and pastored people, and people get angry. I'm telling you, they get spitting mad at you. And there's been times that I've had to come into my house and hit the answer button when somebody left a message, and I have to run my children out of the room because some distorted church member got mad at the preaching of the Word of God. Say words that my children didn't need to hear. Because they was angry at the preaching of God's infallible word. I've had people get up and walk out and leave because of the preaching of the word of God. I remember years ago, we had a tent meeting. I believe Temple had a tent meeting. I believe it's up on Asheville Highway somewhere. We set up a tent, and it was my turn to preach that night, and I got up and preached, and I started preaching on hell, and this man, wretch over, he got his wife and his children, and they got up and left that night because they didn't want their children to hear about hell. People get mad when the Bible's being preached. They get angry. And oh, listen, I'm telling you, old Jeremiah, he was mistreated. He stood and preached the Bible. And the Bible said that the priest in Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse number 1, that the priest reached up and slapped him on the face. And he put his hands and his neck in stocks. And I'm telling you, they couldn't stand Jeremiah. Another place in 26 verse number 11, the Bible said this, that some of them said that Jeremiah deserves to die. Another one in Jeremiah chapter 36 and verse number 23, the Bible tells us this, that Jeremiah had called Baruch and said, listen, all the words that I preached to Jerusalem said this, I want you to write them down in ink and put them on a scroll. And he done it. And he said, I want you to take that written word and take it down to Jerusalem. And he took it down to Jerusalem and he stood up and read it to the people. He read the words that God put in the mouth of Jeremiah and said, you've taken the lying prophets. You bowed your knee to Baal. You're offering up idols unto Baal. You become idolaters. You're sinning against God. You committed an evil in my sight. Your camps are full of sin because of it. And because of it, God is angry and he's pronounced a sentence and said, there's a country from the north, it's Babylon, and God's going to destroy this place if you don't get right with him. Kind of reminds you of Noah, doesn't it? God said, I'm going to destroy the earth with a flood, and Noah preached. The Bible said that he was a righteous man. Noah was a righteous man, and he was a preacher of righteousness, and he preached the word of God to the people, and they put their fingers in their ears and wouldn't listen. And what happened? The flood came. And then they started beating on the doors. God rehearsed that with Israel, said, you'll get in trouble. And when you get in deep trouble, then you call on my name. Sometimes we use him for a spare tire, don't we? It's a disgrace. Baruch read that word, and I'm telling you, it went through that place, and it went to the priest. The priest had to hear it and said, then we got to take it to the king. And it went to the king, and they read the words of God. Some of them got afraid, and some of them could have cared less about it. So they called a man in, Jehudi, and he stood up and read it. And when he read it, he took a penknife and he cut it up and he threw it in the fire and burnt it. He burnt the word of God. Let me ask you something. Is Genesis in the Bible? Well, what about Exodus? What about the book of Matthew? What about the book of John and Mark? Timothy? What if we go all the way to the end of the book? It's Revelation. Some people wouldn't even open that book and read from Revelation. And it's a part of the canon of Scripture. It's a part of our Bible. If you don't believe it, be like Jehudi and cut it out. But you better go read Revelation chapter 22 first. The solemn warning. Well, I tell you, he just took up the word of God and cut it and threw it in the fire. It meant nothing to him. And listen, the Bible said that they were not even afraid about it. It didn't even shake them up. Well, I'm going to tell you what shook them up. When they heard the horses of Babylon. Do you know that they even called Jeremiah a liar? They took Jeremiah one time. And they dropped him down into a pit until he sunk up in mud. They didn't throw him nothing to eat. No bread, no water, no nothing. Had it not been for one person going to the king and said, "Listen, they've left Jeremiah down in the pit to die." That man went down there and put some things, wrenched them down through, tied some towels and things together, wrenched them down to Jeremiah and said, "Put them under your armpits." And they lift Jeremiah up out of the pit. And they let him go. But there's one thing for sure, dear friend, I don't even have time. Jeremiah was like a pastor to the nation of Israel. And I want to say tonight that God has blessed us with a wonderful pastor here at Temple. I love our pastor tonight. And I don't care where I go. If I get to talking to something, I tell them I go to Temple. I said the one in Fountain City. Brother Charles Lawson is the pastor. I'm not ashamed of that. I know that my pastor will preach the Bible. I've been many places where the men call themselves preachers that don't even preach the Bible. I've visited places to preach and sat down and listened to some of the Sunday school teachers, and what they didn't even know the Bible. But preacher, we're in America. We're in the Bible Belt. It's even worse here. The majority of people are taught the Bible by what the preacher preaches or what the Sunday school teacher says or what mom and dad tell them. They don't study it for themselves. One thing for sure, he preached the Word of God. And Jeremiah, he had some rough times. I've had some rough times. I've lost sleep at night sometimes. A lot of sleep. Jeremiah was not a hireling. He wasn't a false prophet. But he was a preacher that had the Word of God in his mouth. He preached the Word. And I'm grateful tonight to be a part of this church where I know the Word of God is preached. Jeremiah had a hard time one time and he cursed the day he was born. Why was I even born? He got upset one time and said, "Well, the people won't even listen to me. They're not listening to a word I say, so I tell you what, I'm just going to quit. I'm going to stop. I'm going to close my mouth. I'm just not going to mention anymore." And old Jeremiah was sitting there thinking about that. And all of a sudden, it began to burn in his heart like a fire, and his bones like a fire. And said, "He can't stand it. I can't do it. I got to proclaim the word." Said it was shut up in his bones. Chapter number 20. I'm going to read this tonight and come to a close. I know we've got a baptism tonight. Chapter 20. Verse number 'After he had felt sorry for himself and was going to shut his mouth, he took this comfort, said, "But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one." In verse number 11. "Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. And then down in verse number 13, Jeremiah begins to sing. Sing unto the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, for he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Isn't that glorious? Isn't it wonderful tonight that we can sing from the heart? I'm grateful for that. I told you a while ago that Jeremiah preached prior to the Babylonian captivity. He preached during the captivity, and he preached afterwards. The book of Jeremiah was prophetic. He also prophesied and said in chapter 33, verse number 15, the Lord said, I will cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David. He shall execute judgment. If you look at your Bible, it's capitalized. He's looking forward to the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to through the tribulation, then on into the millennium. He prophesies through it. But Jeremiah preached the word of God. God preached to him. It's amazing. In my text that I read tonight, in closing with this, God said he remembered them. When they were young, he remembered how sweet they were. He remembered their prayers. He remembered their joy. He remembered them wandering in the wilderness and taking care of them, feeding them bread and giving them water and quail and whatever their heart's desire, caused their shoes to never deteriorate, their clothes wasted not away. God led them by a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. God took care of his people. He watched over them. And here they turned their backs on God. And over and over and over throughout Jeremiah, he said, I will plead with you. I will plead to you. He said, I'll talk to you. Just like the scripture says, come together now. Let us reason together now, saith the Lord. If our sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. The Almighty had hope that the word of God would get a hold of them. But when it did not, he had to bring judgment down upon them. Now I want to ask you tonight, are you in the wilderness? Are you doing something maybe you shouldn't do, and you're living a certain way that you shouldn't do? There's so much more that I could preach from tonight in the book of Jeremiah. But you can come home to him tonight. You can get right tonight. I'm going to ask those that play the instrument tonight, if you would, to come. Brother Lawson, if you would, preacher, you come on. And I want you to search your heart tonight, see if your heart's right with God. If it's not, it'd be a good time to get right with God. Don't wait until God has to bring judgment down upon you. Let's sing a verse tonight, then I'm going to turn it over to preacher. What page you got, brother?
Page 375.
Let's all stand tonight. Have thine own way. Sing that with us. One verse, and then I'll give it to our pastor.